of the Jerry Hill Baylor Bear Insider, founder, chairman, and from what I was also told, what I saw him earlier this week, completely underpaid, being the fact that he does all the work for the magazine. And so that's why we brought him on, to give him some publicity. How are we doing, Jerry?
I'm just hoping Mac Rhodes never hears this show.
Oh, we'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah, we'll make sure. Well, we sometimes wonder if he does hear it, because we have him on Tuesdays, and sometimes I think it's probably like his worst 15 minutes of his life. All right, now.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my 10-year contract extension.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, everybody's getting extensions around there. Everybody is, yeah. All right, if they beat Iowa State, it kind of not validates, but at least kind of is a statement game. So now you do that, and then, you know, a lot of schools don't have to validate things. They're just expected to win. Baylor now in a position, I would think a road win coming off the excitement of Iowa State would kind of show even more about the maturity of this team. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think when you look at their road record, don't have a whole lot of significant, didn't win on the road in the Big 12 last year. Won a couple of years ago at Kansas, but that's your only conference road win, in Matt's three seasons or two and a half seasons. So I think going on the road and if you've been there, this is actually one of the tougher places to play in the Big 12. You don't think of Kansas State being that, but it's the stadium gets loud. The fans are really into it. So it is. It's a tough place to play. So, regardless of where Kansas State is, and honestly, you guys have seen it. I have been surprised by Kansas State. I thought I kind of clumped them in there with all the other, first-year head coaches, with those programs. But Kansas State, I think, has exceeded expectations already.
Jerry, although, you look at Baylor, and this is a team last year that I don't think they had an identity at all. The way I always characterized it was like Indiana Jones, like, you have a plan, it may or may not work, but they figured out a way to get away from the snakes no matter what. And that's just kind of how they won games. This year it looks like they do have an identity. Doesn't that serve them better in playing a team like Kansas State?
Yeah, I think so. And I think some of that is still evolving, but I think you see a team that, and this is definitely different. This is a team that's able to win with defense, and I don't think we've been able to say that for a while. But this team, they haven't created a lot of turnovers, but when they've had to, this defense has kind of, put the team on its shoulders. It did it at Rice. Now, granted, they gave up the 21 points in the fourth quarter this last week, but when they had to have it, when they needed to do it, they did. And that's kind of, I think that is part of the identity of this team. But, yeah, you're right, Paul. I think you need that going to a place like K-State.
Your thoughts about the overall team speed on defense? Does it look as quick as they appear to be?
I think they got great speed and really kind of at all levels, I would say. Particularly in the secondary, though. Chris Miller, I know, is a guy that's been getting a lot of attention even from the NFL folks. He's a really, he's a big hitter for one thing, but he also kind of brings it. He can come way deep from the secondary and make some big hits. So I think he's a guy that's kind of jumped out there. But then across the board, at the corners and at safety, Graylin Arnold has great speed, obviously, with the punt return. And then the linebackers, I think they've got, this is probably one of their better set of linebackers that they've had, in recent history. So, yeah, I think they've got speed at every level, and they've shown it. Like I said, I think hopefully the fourth quarter this last week was a little blip on the radar, but for the most part, this defense has played really well.
Matt Rhule mentioned the other day that they've not been great in the fourth quarter on defense, but a lot of that was because they're not great in the fourth quarter on offense doing things they want to do, like running the ball. As part of the problem is that they have three running backs who all have different skill sets, but they don't have one alpha dog that can just take over a game.
I think you need that, but obviously that's part of their philosophy, just to kind of mix things in. John Lovett got in a little bit of a rhythm there in the third quarter, and I thought, that certainly gave him a spark. But, I still think you'd like to see that one guy step up. I mean, obviously Ebner's deal, you know, in the last couple of years has been more of that, you know, kind of third down back, receiver slash running back. Hasty, we just haven't seen a lot from him this year, you know, not any, you know, big runs or anything. Lovett, I think, is the guy that's capable of that. And, yeah, that probably is part of it. I think it starts in the offensive line. I think they're still, you know, kind of trying to find their way there. You've got a lot of the right pieces in place and stuff, but, you know, I think there's maybe a couple of spots where you're still kind of hunting and pecking. And so, you know, I think once they get that settled and they can really kind of dominate up front, that will be the key, because they're all three of those backs are capable. You just, you know, you need that offensive line in front of them, and you need the offensive line to at least create some creases that those guys can get through.
How much did it mean, and what does it mean? And we asked this from Matt Rohl earlier this week about Xavier Newman playing when he did.
Yeah, I thought Xavier gave him a lift. You know, he came in, I think it was, you know, he was part of that third quarter, you know, when they really moved the ball well. And you know, certainly he's a guy, I think they, you know, if possible, I think, you know, they'd love to redshirt him even now. But, you know, he's a guy that obviously came in there and gave him a spark. Prince Pines is the guy that they really believe in. I think Prince was just getting, you know, Iowa State was sending guys every play. They were blitzing on every play. And I think Prince got a little bit, you know, overwhelmed by that. But I still think he's a guy that, you know, once he gets everything down, he's just a physical dominant blocker, particularly on the run. And that's an area where you've struggled. So you want that guy in there. But it's nice to have a veteran like Xavier Newman that just can pop in there and get it done. So, again, ideally you'd still like to redshirt him, but if he's a big enough difference that you need him in there, you know, great guy to have.
All right. I don't know how many more newsletters we sold because of this segment, but I think it was probably a
five to seven, I would
think.
Yeah,
at least 5 to 7.
It's up there.
You told me.
Do you have it in you?
Yeah. Are you going to be able to get all those out? Do you fax them, or do you?
You know, I'm gonna try. All Smoke. Right. You know, you put so much pressure on me just with all the publicity and the what is it, faint praise that you hand me.
Let me tell you,
there's a lot of pressure on me to get it done.
Let me tell you something. There's no faint praise when we bring you on this show. I'm telling you. That means you've got to be a dog, baby. You've got to be an alpha dog. It's the Jerry Hill, Jerry Hill Baylor Bear Insider Alpha Dog Newsletter.
Yeah. It's why, Jerry, you're still one of my top 10 co-hosts of all time.
Top 10. He's had like four 10, of them.
No,
he's
I've had a lot of them. I've had at least 10. Right. I can go through.
Jerry, are you up? What are you doing? I mean, are you in Manhattan? Are you about to be in Manhattan?
No, I'm actually going up in the morning with the radio crew.
Okay. All right. You guys drive safely or fly safe. You got to fly up there, right?
Yeah. We are flying. Yeah, we're not driving up.
That's what I thought. I might even see you. I don't know. Maybe I won't. We'll see.